We did not let the tech gods win.
What the hell?
That was weird.
Welcome to White Rabbit Podcast with Catalyst Jones, where your reality might be challenged. So leave your feelings at the fucking door and let's dive down some rabbit holes.
Liberal advisory. Truthful content.
Lizard Illuminati.
It's a secret reptilian Democrat stronghold.
A new world order.
Child. Sex.
Excuse me.
That was a joke about the world being flat, right?
Was it?
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
They sound crazy, so but it could totally 100% be true because we know the government is lying about every single thing.
Improvising. And welcome, fellow truthers and conspiracy junkies, to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones. Damn, has it been hot outside? They said it was supposed to cool down, and it's not. There is fire after fire around here, and I would say it's because I'm bringing the fire, but not these kind of fires. But speaking of bringing the fire, I got these two guests on here that always bring the fucking fire whenever they're putting out their show, and they're some of my favorite motherfucking people. So welcome to the show, Jen and Joe from Legit Bat. What the fuck is up?
What's going on, buddy? Thanks. Technical difficulties aside, always happy to be on. We finally made it happen after what? Is this the fourth try? Third try?
I don't know. We did not let the tech gods win. We are the succeeds.
We are the succeeds.
We are the champions.
We've been able to make the game start. Hopefully it doesn't start raining on us. I did a show earlier today with Deplorable Janet and Trebles from Paranoia Radio, and his fucking audio was fucked the entire time until about like the last 10 minutes.
Aww. That's lame.
Yeah, and it was funny because like the last 10 minutes his audio cleared up and then apparently I got fuzzy to them. So it's the tech gods all around. And yeah, man, we've been trying to make this show happen for a minute, but I'm glad that it happened now. And I think that things happen when they are supposed to, because you are getting the best me that you're going to get. And when we originally tried to get this, you probably would have got shit-faced Brad that was... got called cunt of the week a year and a half ago, right? So that's the Brad you would have got. Catalyst. Fuck.
Oh, you got to edit that out.
Damn, fuck, shit. So what the fuck has been going on over there at Legit Bat, guys? We were kind of just talking about guests and whatnot, but, you know, one of my favorite things to tune into is your fucking Planet Retard.
We've been bringing that back. So we stopped doing that for a long time. And then we just got a wild hair up our butts and we're like, let's go do Planet Retard. So we just started doing it again.
Well, it's a lot more fun to do when you're not we were doing it every Sunday. Every Sunday we were on schedule for it. And it just got tedious and more like a job. So we finally figured out, oh, you know what? We can just do it whenever the fuck we want. It can be 9 o'clock on a Wednesday. And we're just like, let's do a Planet Retard.
Well, we were doing it to where we were having a guest help post. So we would have, you know, one of our friends come on for who did another show or previous guest, or we had people in our Telegram that came on and helped us host. And we were trying to make it this big thing. And that really backfired. It was so funny. We were trying to promote it that way. And it turns out it's just way better when Joe and I just get like a little bit drunk and just do it just by ourselves.
But yeah. For the listeners that don't know what Planet Retard is, it's just the dumbest stories we can find that just make me giggle or say, this is AI or this is propaganda, whatever. You should really do something like that. It's fun. It's a super good show filler. If you have like nothing else to do, just pull up a bunch of stupid stories. You should see the Google searches I use to find these stories too. It's pretty interesting.
I'm the one that calls out AI. Sorry.
I totally wish that I could do something like that, like if I had time to kill, but I need clones. So it sucks. My time is like, I have none. I'm producing not only my show, but some other shit too. And so, yeah, I need clones. I actually just yesterday downloaded a bunch of new apps that I'm hoping to be able to use in my tool belt to help me with promoting and stuff like that, so I don't have to spend hours making videos like I usually do, especially now with the tech gods. Speaking of fighting these fuckers, I get one video. It's not even my video. It's my version of a reaction video. And my version of a reaction video is not me sitting there pointing and nodding and shit. It's just having my little rabbit logo peek his head out and stare at you like you should be paying attention to this. And so I did that with this little Lego video that I came across on Telegram, and the motherfucker's at almost 1 million views right now. And so they get pissed off at me, and everything that I've posted out after that is like 23 people, you know?
Yeah.
No, I feel you on that. Trebles actually was telling me about the program he uses for little clips, and it's just like an AI thing. It snips some of your podcast out and just puts together a video. And that's the way to go for me too, because I've tried to make clips of our show and it's not going to happen. It's way too time consuming.
Who is the other person that we just talked to?
So I did try out Trebles, and he uses Opus Clip. I downloaded that last night. You have to do it from your computer, but it's awesome. I posted two clips today on Instagram and TikTok or whatever the fuck, one of those damn platforms. And they look great. I added my own shit from other stuff that I use. But like I said, it's another tool to have in the tool belt to pull out and add shit to.
It makes it easier for people like me.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, is because I've noticed when I'm helping other people with their show, things that I think are common knowledge are not common knowledge. And so people will ask me questions and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, my daughter can do that. Yeah, but I can't. And you know, so, and it's also, I've been a graphic designer since high school. I started taking classes and shit like that. So things that is just, I guess, tribal knowledge in doing this as long as I have, to me is like, look both ways before crossing the street. You would think that everybody knows this shit. And
no, they don't.
And no, they
don't. I definitely
don't.
I had to learn Adobe Premiere Pro, and I ended up getting rid of it because it was too much for how much I could use of it. I was like, what is this, $20 a month or something? I can't even use half of the shit it does because it would take me forever to learn it. I got to know how to trim clips and add stuff and do that, and that's about it. All that fancy shit you do is way above my head.
Interesting. So this episode of White Rabbit Podcast is brought to you by Adobe Premiere. And now I use Adobe for...
Got to get that plug in.
That's hell yeah. I wish they were paying me. It's like Tech Nine. He has the Caribou Lou song, and I want to give a shout out to Caribou Lou because I drink it, but they ain't paying me for it. Not yet. But yeah, I use them for everything. It's still my go-to because when I first started doing graphics in 95, that was the only thing out there that was so innovative that was taking the whole industry by storm. And even to this day, it's industry standard. So I will use
That and Photoshop. I mean, they're on top of their game with editing tools, but it's a lot to me. It was like learning AutoCAD, and I fucked around with AutoCAD a little bit back in the day. And that's what it felt like to me. I'm like, there's too many buttons. I don't know all these buttons.
Yeah, there is. And these apps that you can get on your phone, it's basically dumbing down these Adobe apps and making it way more user friendly. And so I find myself editing a lot of the videos that I'm posting on Instagram and shit. I'm editing most of those on my phone, even the animation and shit. I'm animating the shit on my phone. And it's doing the same thing as Adobe, not as clean. Like, I wouldn't make a fucking movie out of it. If somebody paid me, I would do it on Adobe, but it's fucking perfect for Instagram and promoting and shit. And I feel like it's it's going to put me out of a job soon enough, but it's making it to where, and I love this because it's making it to where people that have a voice that needs to be heard that aren't necessarily able to use these tools are able to get their voice out in a creative way.
Oh yeah. I mean, even people who don't really know what they're doing on their phone can figure out an app on how to, you know, edit a video real quick. It's pretty cool, but it does suck that it's taken the human element out of it, but the machines are getting pretty good at mimicking humans. So
I love how it just kind of weaseled its way into this community too, where we kind of complained about it. We're like, AI is coming to take over everybody. And now we're just like promoting AI and saying how amazing it is. And we use it all the time and it helps us get our voice out there. I mean, it is a tool for sure, but
you can use it to kill someone or you can use it to, you know, hammer a nail in.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just making a comment about how AI is just making things easier, but also it's still AI, guys.
I'm not as worried about those kind of AI things, like the editing a video or something. I'm not worried about
that. It's going to be a slow burn, though. It's not going to just...
No, not really, because ChatGPT and some of these other things are way ahead of that. That's the more of the AI I'm looking at.
My boss told me today that he wants us all he said to download ChatGPT. I'm like, you don't have to, it's web-based, but whatever. But he said he wants us to use ChatGPT when we're responding to people from now on.
Oh my God.
All the time. I was like, what about just using our brains and thinking about what we would say to people? Do you think we're idiots?
You don't need that.
But no, he said, well, I wrote a response back to a client and then I ran it through ChatGPT and asked it to make it a little bit more personable and friendly and professional at the same time. And it did. I didn't change one thing that it said. And I was like, fuck, man. But what about your own brain? Just you could use that too.
Like, well, especially the industry you're in, they're relying on people they know, like people and their personalities and how they deal with
things. It's because you're selling yourself. So they're trying to use it as an edge to sound a little bit better than maybe the next guy.
Which yeah, because your boss needs to sound more like a robot.
But
yeah.
Doesn't sound like a robot. He's not. He's a very personable person and he can craft a fucking email and so can I. It's just insulting to have your boss be like, you need to use ChatGPT when you respond to someone from now on.
You should use ChatGPT.
Because even though you've been doing this for years and years and years, I think a computer can maybe do it better.
You should use it to respond to him and see if he notices. Every email he sends you, run it through ChatGPT and be like, how do I respond to this?
I'll be like, Jen, I'm giving you a raise. You sound so professional. And then I would quit because a robot just literally took my fucking job at that point.
Yeah.
It will never fully take my job because in order for people to have AI take over a graphic designer, they would have to be able to tell the AI what it wants. And people are not able to tell graphic designers how to do that. So there's no way that they're going to be able to tell AI how to do that.
But what about how our phones can tell what we're going to do and they'll subliminally put ads in because of our habits? Maybe eventually AI will know what that person wants.
Oh, eventually
to present it with some options.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? Things are happening way faster than I expected them to, because shit, in the last 2 years, AI has gotten so fucking crazy. And it's funny. I've been quiet the whole time. You guys were sitting there bashing the AI. I was thinking, yeah, I use it for my fucking episode notes. I use it for, I use it for so much shit. It's not even funny. But I do always go through and as I'm proofreading, I'm like, I wouldn't say that. And I throw, you know, my 4-letter words in where I would put them.
Yeah.
I'm not really bashing. You can use it as a tool as long as you keep it in its place and let it stay in that place and don't let it take over a different section of your mind where you find it, where you're more reliant on it.
I think what Jen's trying to say here is make sure it uses the servant's entrance, if you get my drift.
Jesus.
Well, check this out. What do you guys think of this? I left my last job before I found out what the outcome was, but the owner of it, she was going through a custody battle with her ex-husband and she was representing herself and using AI as
I can see that replacing lawyers really fucking fast. Can you imagine instant access to all, you know, case law precedents, all that, in addition to a thorough knowledge of the actual laws? It would be literally algorithmic. You could run a case through AI and be like, am I going to win this one or not? All right, cool. I'm going to win this one for sure.
instead of having to pay for LexisNexis, though, because that's a pain. They could access all of the cases, and you don't have to search a word and try to find every case that, you know, had something similar.
No, like
to
a half second. Yeah, I can scrape every bit of, you know, case history and be like, oh, yes, go with this one.
Oh, I can totally see it going further than that and just getting rid of lawyers, prosecutors, and judges altogether and just having...
That's scary as shit.
Right? And just have an AI go through it and be like, oh, this, okay, this is what it gets.
Wasn't there a state that was going to start using AI?
I wouldn't be surprised.
As a judge or something?
Yes,
I think there was.
Or maybe, not a whole state, maybe it was a community, but I thought there was, fuck, what was that?
That's when you get
into
real...
They were
going
to start using AI to judge cases.
That is real sci-fi now territory, because then you're taking all the human element out of it. And if it gets to the point where we're thinking where, you know, there's a murder case or a suspected murder case, and then all of a sudden you have AI running through every camera footage, every, you know, conversation between people and just scraping all necessary data pertaining to this one day at this time, it could be really good because it could catch things that are like, oh, look at this. But I think you still need a human to look over it and, you know, make the final outcome. So, you know, AI is not. And but that's the other weird thing. At that point, AI can make up its own videos. AI already makes shit up. ChatGPT, you ask it certain things, it'll just make shit up on the fly. And then you look it up and you're like, that's not even true. That band did not make that album. What the hell are they talking about?
I think you're onto something, though. I think sometimes people use AI because they think AI is better than them. They think that AI will do something better than what they could do themselves. Like what my boss was saying, I think AI could craft a better email than my entire company and all of my employees. And AI can make a better video than me or whatever. But if you remember, I think that's the way to use AI, I guess is what I'm saying. Remember that the AI is doing something and you're using it. It's not using you. You're not at its mercy. You don't need it.
Yeah,
you're
using it. I like that analogy and the way that you put that. Yeah, you're using it. Don't let it use you. And I use it because it fucking takes time away. I do not think that it does better show notes than me because it doesn't have my sense of humor. And that kind of pisses me off because I know my show notes are lacking that now. But at the same time, it does it in 2 fucking seconds and then I copy and paste that bitch and I'm good to go because I got shits to do, you know?
Dude,
that makes sense though.
I write our own show notes still, but it's still a lot of copy and paste because of like links and all that kind of stuff. That's all a template. I just fill in kind of what we talked about real quick and shoot it out there. So it's about the same as using AI because I just kind of go, this is what we talked about. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah.
And it's out there.
Well, you know, let's go ahead and get John Connor in and see what he has to say about all this. Cause I really want his take. And that's still one of my favorite memes is John Connor looking at you making friends with AI. It's got to be one of the best ones. So what the fuck do you guys think about all this shit? Not just Wisconsin, but Florida. And we were just talking about 15-minute cities. I don't know if you guys are seeing all these plans to move forward with the Tampa Bay 15-minute city.
I don't know, because I don't think it got wiped out the way they thought it was going to either. So I don't know what to think about those either. I think in a lot of the stuff this community talks about, it's way overhyped for what it actually is. And then there's other times where you're like, well, I can see that would be a problem. I don't know about the 15-minute city thing. I know they're talking about that in Lahaina too. And that's why it burned down, is to make 15-minute city. Has that come to fruition yet?
Like, no, actually it hasn't.
I don't remember hearing anything.
But at least with this Tampa Bay one, there's some receipts to follow these claims as far as Bill Gates and two other organizations have put billions into this project already to move forward with it. BlackRock obviously is one of them.
You think it's like a beta test or what? Cause we've been hearing about 15-minute cities for a couple of years now, but I haven't seen anything
Florida,
in the US.
Have you seen, they don't even leave during a hurricane. They're just like, fuck you. Like, I just don't see them just bowing down and like allowing that to happen. I have a friend who lives in the Tampa Bay area who did not leave during Hurricane Milton. And she took tons of pictures and was like, we're staying. We don't give a fuck.
America.
And yeah. And they were just like, the only thing that happened is some limbs were blown around. I don't know. There were tornadoes that looked like they ripped through there. And she was just like, we're fine.
Yeah.
Fuck that. It was nothing.
No, that's, you know, Kirby Sneed is in the OG group chat. And during the off season, he is in Florida. And last night I was like, hey, Kirby, are you still in Florida or have you had enough yet? Or something like that. And his reply was, what? He's all, Floridans aren't scared of no fucking manipulated weather. He's all, bring that shit. And it was funny, too, because this morning I was scrolling through and I caught a video, and it was a good like minute and a half video of just people standing, flying Trump flags in the storm, like drinking beers and shit. It's just like fucking Florida, man.
It's Florida.
Yeah,
man.
Like, it just doesn't seem like the prime location for the 15-minute city that Bill Gates wants. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a maybe distraction, but I'm not saying it's not real, but there's other stuff to pay attention to than that right now, I guess.
I think it's interesting with all this stuff going on. And you know, in the last couple of years, we've seen so many of these billionaires making underground bunkers, like Zuckerberg and who was the other one?
That could be for literally anything.
No, I know. It's just weird. It's weird.
They might just want to escape from their wives.
All of these billionaires have bunkers, but for it to be out in the mainstream news, like Mark Zuckerberg is building a something million dollar underground bunker. It's like, why would you? First of all,
I think that's just a so.
That should be secret.
I think it's just sowing more fear, honestly, because the same people that create all of the mainstream talking points and news that the normies are walking around talking about, they also create most of the shit that you and I talk about.
T-shirts and accessories, tripping every piece, step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so calm. Promo code KJOS10. Get your gear again and again. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so calm. Promo code KJOS10. Get your gear again and again. And again.
And it sucks to admit that, but it comes from somewhere, right? I didn't fucking think this shit up. And even if I sit there and tell you till I'm blue in the face, I'm a researcher, I don't know where these things are coming from that I'm reading or watching. Right. They're coming from somewhere. Somebody wants me to see this shit and read it and regurgitate it. So yeah, I think that argument. Yeah, I think that it's coming from the same place. They're sowing division, and they're doing a damn good job of it, because you got people that are critical thinkers and you got them by the balls, if what I'm saying is correct. And then you got the non-critical thinkers by the balls because it's just easy.
Yeah, well, yeah. And it's we had this conversation like 3 years ago where I'm like, so we don't trust the government, right? Yeah, rah, rah. And then somebody digs up some old CIA documents and they're like, see, we knew this was happening. I'm like, why are you believing the government documents now? Like, if you're able to see it, that means somebody is letting you see that, whether it's FOIA or whatever.
That was on the show where the guy called us hostile.
Yeah, I'm like, so I get that you're a researcher and all that. Like, but how do you believe what you're researching when that, especially now with algorithms and AI, that's being allowed for you to see it? So I don't know how you can trust anything. Here's the kicker to that one. Remember the CIA guy that said that exact thing? When everything that the American people believe is false, we will have won, or it's something to that effect.
Yeah, we've already won.
Okay, so yeah, so where are we then? Like, what are we doing?
Well,
we have to do what Crow says. We have to believe what we see with our eyes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, how can we do that too? You know, obviously Project Bluebeam. I believe that I saw, if we want to talk about like Mandela effect, I fucking posted it in my story the other day, like a good 30-second clip from that movie. And so it was out there. I'm like, that's right.
From what movie?
Mandela effect?
Yeah, from Shazam. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, from Shazam, from the movie, you know, and nice. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is in it. And yeah, I still fucking remember a lot of that movie. It was something that was in the VHS quite often.
I've heard a lot of different views on Mandela effect. And some dude actually played a clip of our show ragging on it. He's like, why is this shit everywhere? I'm like, because it's fun to talk about. First of all, dude,
Mandela effects are so fun.
Yeah, it's just fun to talk about, if nothing else. Yeah.
I will say I must be from a different... Sorry, getting over a cold. Must be from a different timeline, because I do remember the Berenstain Bears being spelled S-T-A-I-N.
Oh, yeah, you're from the other one. Yeah.
Okay, well, so Sean Chris totally fucking took the fun out of this one and talks about how there was a lawsuit that took place. And so the Berenstain Bears had to change their name for legal reasons to the Berenstain Bears. And so both exist.
Oh, wow.
Is that true?
I don't know.
That's so that would be the most hilarious made up story. If I was in the elite, I'd be like, let's just put this out there. This is so funny. Seed this in somewhere. Someone will find it and get it out to all these fucks.
That is where I'll give the mainstream media their kudos in saying this information is crazy, because it doesn't, I'm not just talking about people reporting on true things. They're putting all this into one basket of misinformation when it could just be some idiot literally fucking with people on a video, but all of a sudden it has 20 million hits and everyone's like, yeah, it was because of the lawsuit with the Berenstain. Everybody knows that. And everyone knows that's why both of them exist now. And even, meanwhile, it's a completely made up story. I get where they're going with that, but they seem to target things that seem to be actually true that isn't covered at all. So,
and do you think that they
figure it out for yourself?
Do you think that they target people that have gained people's trust too? Because I'm guilty of not following up on my own research on a lot of shit. If it's coming from somebody that I already trust, a trusted source, then I'm not going to go into it much further than that. I'm just going to be like, oh, I trust this guy and who it's coming from. So I've found that some of the people that I used to follow, I can't stand anymore, and I won't listen to their shit. Because I feel like they've been infiltrated, and I feel like they're infiltrating people that have gained people's trust, and then they slowly start to change their narrative. And I feel like
I'm sure that can happen. I think it actually happens a lot less than people would think.
I would agree with that for sure.
Not just because like, oh, are they getting, how much money are they getting paid, or, you know, whatever. It could be any of that, or it could just be, we'll kill your whole family, say this on your next show. Like, it could be that easy. I don't know.
I think
that happens a lot less than people would think.
We're talking about things that make people paranoid. We're becoming paranoid. And I'm using this loosely. Yeah, I'm not saying we are, but
keep the paranoid down.
I'm just saying we're looking at things and then thinking to ourselves all collectively in this community, I don't trust this. Wait, hold on. They're lying to us. And then we're putting it out there. But what is that doing? It's just kind of saying that people say things that aren't trustworthy, and should I trust this person now? And we're like seeding this idea that we shouldn't trust people around us.
Well, I know you guys aren't hardcore.
Cause anger though too.
Right. And I know you guys aren't like Josh Monday hardcore Christian or anything, but in the Bible it does say that every man is a liar, make every man a liar. And so, yeah.
We are pretty hardcore Christian. We just don't talk about it like that, but like, we're definitely Christian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I didn't want to like insult you or anything, but
I wouldn't say that like we don't go to church or anything like that. But like, as far as believing in God, Jesus, like all of that, like we definitely
talk about the Bible probably every other show.
Sure. Yeah,
like, pretty in depth sometimes too.
Oh, God, no! Why would you go to church? But
yeah, no,
this is church right now.
I guess
this is church right now.
Yeah.
So
no, I love Josh. So I talk to him all the time, and he does over on Cult of Conspiracy. He does Sunday sermons now every Sunday.
Yeah, brand new. I believe he is. This Sunday will be episode 4, and the first 3 have been fire as fudge. Yes. Did his show already come out? I don't know. His show hasn't come out yet. He's recently recorded on here, talking about the physical existence location of hell. So it's a fun one that'll come out next week. Yeah.
No, he's always talking about crazy. I listen to almost every show he does. He's always got something insane going on that I'm like, I want to hear that.
Yeah, dude, the guy's awesome. I love so many people in our community. I don't have the time to listen to everybody's show, especially now that I took on normie job. I'm not even allowed to have headphones. So, right. I only work 4 days a week though. And one of the days it's only the whole warehouse is shut down and it's me and 4 other people. And so that day I'm listening to podcasts at double speed, as much as I can, like trying to consume. So it's very, very far few in between the ones that I do get to listen to. So it's like, oh, they have a cool guest. I want to listen to that, you know, but for some reason it's on Sundays is the day. And I'm like, well, the last 3 weeks I've been like, I got to listen to Josh. It's Sunday, you know, and he's talking about God. I have to listen to this. It's going to be wrong if I don't. But to go back to what you were saying, Jen, like I do agree that in a way, yeah, it is sowing fear. But also we should be wary of who we put all of our faith into, you know, like I said from day one that Russell Brand is not somebody that we should be putting our trust in. You know, he's just found a way to grift and make money, you know, and that's what he's doing. He found a niche and he's going with it, you know, his whole
bad. That's a good example though. I'm talking about in this community, it would be the same as us not trusting you because of something, some little thing you did because of something we heard from someone else. It's the little people. It's all of us that are just getting our names out there, doing our fun show. We're not famous people like Russell Brand. When there's the infighting in this community, that's what bothers me because people become paranoid and start thinking that someone who's just like a regular old podcaster like us is infiltrated somehow. And
I get how it's because they don't know if that's true or not, but it becomes that Spider-Man meme where everybody's pointing at each other and it's like, we're doing the same thing, bro.
Use logic. Like, come on. Like, do you really think the CIA got to that person? Use your fucking brain.
People like Russell Brand though.
Russell Brand, sure.
Like, yeah, the CIA 100% got to him. He worked for MTV. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
I barely know who he is, and I know there's people who love what he's doing and people who fucking hate him and think he's a shill. I'm like, I literally am past all of that. Indifferent to it. I don't know enough about the guy to give a fuck what he's doing.
I could see both sides of the argument.
Baptizing people in his tidy whities. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. Is he being nice? Sure. Whatever.
Yeah, fuck and the guy. I can see both sides of the argument too. And you know what? I think it is great what he is doing, whether he's a shill, grifting, it doesn't matter because he is opening eyeballs and shining light on the things that we talk about to people that normally wouldn't give us the time of day. They're going to give him the time of day because they look up to him or think he's cute or, you know, oh, I used to see this guy on MTV, whatever it is. He's opening people.
Who was he on MTV?
He was just, that's how he got his start. He was a VJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He ran a show on MTV and then he started doing movies and whatnot. And then,
he looks like if Underworld was true, he would be one of the Lycans.
I know who Russell Brand is. He married Katy Perry for a minute.
Yeah, he did. She thought he was cute cause he worked for MTV, but his whole long hair and everything, that's all just it's all a gimmick. MTV had hired somebody to make him a character so that MTV could sell him as somebody, and it worked for him and people loved him. So that's who he became. Now, is that not who he is? It probably is who he is because that's who he fucking became. He doesn't know anybody else, but they created that character to present to the public.
Do you think though that there's a part of him that's left, of course, that is like, oh, this is gross and dirty and I hate this. And he's battling it all the time.
Yes. But I also think that he's a narcissist and I think he loves the attention. And this right now is putting him in a spotlight where he's edgy. People are hating him, but at the same time, he's getting so much good attention and he's back in the spotlight, right? He's found a camp that he can attach himself to. And
well, it almost looks like the very, very beginnings of a cult leader.
You'd be the perfect.
I don't know if it's because of the hair or the baptizing people in your tidy whities, but the combination of those two for sure screams some kind of like Kool-Aid drinking cult.
Take out your ponytail and show everyone your hair and then you can be the opposing cult leader.
Yeah.
I'm not baptizing people in my underwear.
You would do it.
No. Well, maybe for a gag.
Enough White Claws and you'd do it. For sure.
I'd do it for a funny video.
No, I definitely join one of the compounds that many people in our community are talking about. I think that would be fun as fuck. But I always say the second that whoever is running the show says that I'm fucking everybody's wife, I'm out.
Boner.
That is the pretty, like the telltale sign that you're in a legit cult is when he's like, by the way, I'm going to fuck everybody's wives, maybe their husbands too. And you can't do anything because I'm your leader.
That's why we should start a commune because we wouldn't even want to deal with anyone's shit at all.
Right.
You'd be like, all right, here's the garden. What would you like to do? I would like people to do what they want to do. We'll figure it out. I'll pick up the slack. I don't even care.
10 years later, it's like puritanical. I don't even want to see your ankles. Like, please cover your ankles.
I don't even want to see your face.
See, I could get out of here. That's a cult I could get behind.
No. I just mean I wouldn't want to be all up in everyone's business, which cult leaders love to control everything that everyone does. I would want everyone to do their own fucking thing. And we wouldn't have a cult. It would be more of a commune.
Okay, well, call it a commune, but it would be the kind of cult where I'm like, I like what you said. I don't want to see your face. Like, rules of the cult, you will get banished if I see your face more than 2 times a month on my property, okay? 2 times is the limit. You stay on your 4 acres. I'll stay on mine. Yell across the valley if you have to, but I don't want to see your fucking face
irrational
more than 2 times.
Choices and laws like that are very cult leader-ish. Yeah. So I'll be the leader because you're too crazy. So
are you, if you come over, you have to be high.
Are you saying that they have to be 15 minutes away?
At least 5. I don't want to run into anybody on a walk around my property in the morning, so...
Oh, okay. I was just making sure you're not trying to make your compound a 15 minute city here. It sounds like
it wouldn't be a 15 minute city. It'd be out in the middle of the
fucking
woods.
Wouldn't that be
funny?
We made it a 15 minute commune.
A 15 minute farm.
We'll just do that. Yeah. 15 minute farms.
Just I love it. Up Amish. No technology. Sorry.
Yep. Yeah.
They'll track us.
And we have like a big studio everywhere so that people could broadcast. And instead of doing podcasts, we could just do live broadcasts for everybody while working shit, you know?
Ham radio.
Fuck yeah, dude. That would be the shit right there.
We could do that right now.
I know Tony from the Confessionals has got something kind of going on like that down in Tennessee where he's got kind of some property. He has a recording studio on it and that's where he does all of his shit. Sounds pretty cool. I would love to go down there and visit sometime, but...
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I know that Esoteric Eddie is doing something similar in Southern California. So I think it's a bunch of people are actually really legit doing it. You know, I think that's fucking awesome. And more normies are starting to fucking homeschool their kids now. I think it's great. It's not even the fact that they're hardcore liberals or are coming off, but people that are not necessarily... in that whatsoever. They're just like, this shit's weird. I'm just not playing this game and pulling their kids out. I'm seeing it's fucking awesome.
I think from the lefty side, the reason to homeschool would be because they're scared of school shootings and things like that more than, oh, they're indoctrinating my children. But hey, whatever it gets, I think you'll still end up with better humans if your liberals are schooled at home.
Well, the biggest argument that I'm still hearing is that kids need that social interaction and they're going to be missing so much things by not going to school, and their kids aren't going to be learning the important things that they need to learn. And I know that a lot of places in New Jersey, they created these things called learning pods where the community parents were getting together and they were taking on different roles so that each parent could contribute in one way or another in basically taking on groups. It was almost like what we're talking about, like not a compound, but they came together as a community.
Yeah, they do that. I mean, when we were homeschooled, me, not Jen, when me and Ben were homeschooled, though, they do the same kind of thing where somebody would be teaching a Spanish class. So we'd go to a Spanish class, but it was at some lady's house and there's like 10 other kids in there. Or, you know, they'd do like a PE thing and they'd be like, oh, somebody wants to teach PE. Cool. So you'd go down to the local gym and somebody would teach basketball and PE and all that stuff. So it was kind of the same thing, like pod idea. But this is the 90s and that was considered fucking weird.
Really?
It's so sad for all the people, though, who I know so many people who are teachers and they did not get into teaching because they just wanted to indoctrinate kids.
No, it just happens. Like,
they wanted to help teach kids and it sucks because they're going to have to figure their lives out.
Well, talk to Lindsay Sharman about that. She was a teacher for years and was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm fucking kids up. She's like, everyone I worked with is a fucking retard. And she's talking about other teachers. I'm like,
ugh. I don't know how Drew does it. I'm sure it's a little different in Australia, but not much. They're just as fucking batshit crazy.
It's probably worse in Australia. They're much more militant.
Different things. They're definitely crazier about some.
Like voting?
Some of the, you know.
Better get out and vote or you'll get a fine.
Yeah, I don't know how
he
deals with it. You know, he says, well, I just teach art. So it's not like he has to, you know, present all these things, but he still fucking has to be around those dumbasses that do all the time.
That would suck.
That would suck so bad, bro. Like, in, and you know, they're just dying to put their masks back on for any reason.
Is that happening down there too? I imagine, you know, where you're at, it probably, you could probably see it quite a bit.
Nah, we have stragglers. I live in a pretty conservative area. Now, if you travel 20 minutes that way and go to Reno, that's about as liberal as it gets. And
yeah, you get Nick Swartzen on roller skates and little short shorts.
Yes, that's exactly what you get. No, no, the cops are kind of a joke out there. It's kind of a saying as you go to Reno on vacation and you leave on probation.
But it's strict or what?
Oh, yeah, dude, it's nuts. It's like that Par Boulevard jail that they have there is always over full. It's like over capacity all the time. Not even,
is it like Vegas in Reno where you can just walk around and drink and smoke and do whatever on the strip?
On certain days. And I think, you know what? I think just like on certain walkways and stuff, you can, if you're like going from,
well, that's how Vegas is. If you're on the strip, you can just carry a drink. It's like totally fine.
Yeah.
Is it full though, because of the state programs? Because our jail up here has been full for years because of the AB 109 thing where they took convicted rapists, murderers, all that stuff from the state jails or the state prisons, put them into all the county jails to save money. So literally our county jail is full of felon rapist murderers. And then all the low level crimes around here just kind of go unpunished because they can't.
Who are they trying to put in the state jails though? What are they making room for?
Us. Good question.
Is this a recent thing?
It's within the last decade, I would say, in the last day. And this is California. I don't know about other states, but
it's been gradually happening. I feel like it did pick up the last few years.
If you look up the AB 109 thing, like our county jail used to be local drunks, low level, you know, people who got caught with pot.
Right.
They'd actually be in jail. And to be fair, that's fine that those aren't being treated with jail time now if you get caught with a joint, like seriously, especially since it's legal now. But now instead, our jails are completely full and understaffed by COs with rapists and murderers in our county. Like right in the middle of our city is the jail.
And it's full, not even people who are from this county. It's crazy.
From all over. Yeah. It's like whoever's got room, send them to the county jail. So yeah, I don't know what they're doing at the prisons. Just cutting funding, I imagine. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
It's stupid though.
Well, you know, in the state prisons and the private prisons, they're two totally different entities as well. So I don't know
I don't
how
think
that works.
We have private prisons here. Isn't that kind of a Midwest thing?
I'm not sure. I never really dove into that. I just know that most private prisons are owned by record labels. So,
and they're for profit.
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing about any private prisons out here at least, but who knows? Maybe half the prisons we know of are private prisons. I don't know.
Yeah. But, down in Carson City, that jail, and then the jail in Reno, they're basically overflowing, and it's really sad. It's because there's a really bad heroin and meth pandemic going on, and has been for about 10 years. And the resources out here, they just put them on fucking probation in these jail things. And instead of getting them the help that they really need, they just run them through the fucking, the judicial system. And it sucks because I feel like if they really wanted to help these people, they would really help these people and not punish them. They would get them help.
Hey there, pet parents. If you're like me, your furry family members mean the world to you. And that's why I'm excited to introduce to you PurePetWellness.com, your trusted source for all things CBD for pets. What sets PurePetWellness.com apart? Well, for starters, they're an American-owned family business with genuine love for animals. They understand the unique bond you share with your pets, and they've dedicated to helping your furry companions live their best lives. And I'm pretty sure that the owner's a flat earther. You can't go wrong with that. That's pretty dope, right? So if you're looking for natural solutions, Pure Pet Wellness is where your journey stops, because they have a premium CBD product specially crafted for your pets. Calming tensioners to soothing balms, they've got you covered. And conspiracy junkies get 20% off at checkout. Just hit rabbit at checkout and watch the prices.
How can you help them? And I'm asking that in the nicest way, because I agree with you. It would take an individual to help each individual, because you would have to be with them 24/7. They would need a counselor. They would need support. They would need someone to say, hey, you need to go to these classes. Hey, you don't need to do this math. And I think that would be wonderful.
Right. But you shouldn't be violating them and putting them back in jail when they relapse. And that's what most of the jails is full of, is for using, not for necessarily committing crimes while using.
Right.
Now,
yeah. So there's no alternative, though. And I'm not saying that that's right or wrong. Like, I don't think it's right. I agree with you. But they don't have a choice, because there aren't a bunch of people who are willing to go out and counsel these people and just go out in the streets and be like, hey, I'll help
you.
There
is now, especially since
there's more, but there are not enough people out there who could do that. So they have to do that.
You're right.
It's becoming more now, I don't want to say libertarian, but like harm reduction has been a big thing in the last decade or so with drug use, where they're like, if we can reduce harm at least and make sure they're using in a safe space. And it's a super liberal fucking idea where, you know, different states are like, here's a safe spot to shoot up heroin, and people go crazy about that. But it's like, they're going to do it anyway. And it's not going to, in my opinion, not going to create more heroin addicts. Like, if heroin was legal tomorrow and they're like, down at the courthouse, you can go shoot up, you know,
I wouldn't
safely.
Be like, hey, babe, did you hear they have the...
All right,
you can
Saturday,
just shoot
heroin
up
day.
Safely,
yeah, fuck yeah.
The courthouse. Let's go check that out. Let's see what that's all
now,
about.
Now, is there going to be a couple people who are like, holy fuck, I've always wanted to try that. Sure.
Maybe.
But most people are not going to be like,
highly doubt.
Fuck yeah, I'm going to go do heroin about it and then lose their house.
Right.
It's like, now most people aren't going to do that.
Right. What's going to happen is it's going to lose the appeal that it would have on first time users, because a lot of people try things just because it's taboo and you're not supposed to do it. And
right. And take some like 35-year-old who's had a steady job for his whole life and never done a drug in his life and is like, you know what? I've always heard about this heroin. Let's go give it a try. He's going to flip the fuck out, because he's going to be out of his gourd and then realize, wow, if I continue doing this, I'm going to lose this job I've spent my whole life doing. And he's going to be like, wow. And it's going to turn into one story one time where he was like, one time I tried heroin. It was great, but never the fuck
but
again.
But it's a personality trait. So there's a psychology behind it. Like, there's that adrenaline rush, like Catalyst was talking about, that people are like, ooh, this is taboo. I want to see what happens to me. I want to go do this drug. That takes a certain type of person.
And once you remove the taboo, what happens?
Right. They're going to think it's boring. They're going to be like, lame. And they're going to probably, not to be a Debbie Downer, but invent something worse.
Exactly. If you guys look at it statistically, and who knows on statistics, but kids nowadays are not smoking weed like they were when you and I were their age, because it's not the cool thing to do. It's not wrong. It's not bad. It's like smoking.
No, it's legal.
Please
it's
don't tell my 18-year-old daughter that, because she smokes a lot of weed. And I'd like it to stay that way. Yeah. That's all I want her to do. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. My daughter went through a phase where she smoked, but it was too hardcore for her. But also, she doesn't drink. So I'm like totally good with it. I'm like,
yes, yeah. She doesn't either. So I'm like, that's fine.
No, then they come out with flaca and bath salts.
Yeah, I don't want any. That's what scares me. I'm just like, I've just told her all the stories. I'm like, do you want to hear what Dare told me when I was in fifth grade? And I just passed these stories along. Well, I'm like,
to be
one
fair,
guy was a basketball player and he died of a heart attack immediately after doing cocaine one time. That is the reason in real life that I have never tried coke or any hard drug ever.
So she is part of the 0.01%.
I seriously am. That was like fifth grade for me. I have never done a hard drug because I'm terrified of dying immediately.
Yeah, I saw Dare commercials where it showed your brain like a fried egg, and I'm like, cool, so I want to try that.
Yeah, okay, you're a retard.
Jen,
I love you.
No, Jen, I'm on board with you, because I was exactly the same way until I was like, wow, everything I learned was bullshit. And then I was like dating this girl and she was doing coke and she was like, come try this. And I was in my 30s and I was like, first time I was literally thinking about doing it. And that was the first time I even gave it any thought. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. This hot ass bitch is doing this. I'm going to do it too. And like, yep. And you know what? It didn't have the same effect on me that it has on everybody else, because it actually made me want to go to sleep. It had the opposite.
Are you
effect.
ADD?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. A lot of ADD people that do coke are like, actually just calms me down.
Oh, dude.
Penny. It just cancels you out.
That's weird, though. So does weed make you actually super, like, focus and, like, do stuff?
I'm stoned right now.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I get most shit done when I'm on, when I'm stoned. I almost said when I'm on weed. When I'm on weed, man.
When I'm on the pot. That's so funny. Yeah. Cause if I were to do an upper like that, I'd be like, zing. Okay. I got to do everything and walk everywhere and do all this stuff.
Oh, wow.
If I smoke weed, I'm already a lazy person. So if I smoke weed, I'm like, and I'm done. I'm going to be on the couch now eating ice cream.
I'm already a hyper person, so I wonder if Coke would just make me tired. It would just do the opposite of what everyone my entire life is like, Jen, you would love it. It would be so, it would be the best day of your life.
Yeah, that's why.
If I just did a line and then just fell asleep, all you fucks would be so disappointed.
When kids are diagnosed with ADHD and all this shit, and they give them Ritalin and what's the other one? I can't remember.
Adderall.
But yeah, I mean, it's legal meth and it calms them down. It's the same fucking thing. Yeah. Like if you were to smoke meth, you'd probably be like, all right, nap time.
I know. That's why I drink. I drink to calm down just so I can be on a normal level.
Weird though, because drinking is a downer.
That's what I mean. I'm already like, zzzz. You know what I mean?
Okay. Sorry. We're opposite.
Try and keep up, man. No.
I need to do some coke.
Oh God.
I've been trying to find my niche since I quit drinking, and it's I go to the dispensary and I tell them exactly what I want to do. You know, it's like I want something for creativeness, and then when I'm at work I want something that makes me laser focused, and I want to be able to go to sleep when it's time to go to sleep. And so they'll come back with like three different things and they're like, here you go. And I'm like, cool. And I spend like $200 and I'm good until I get paid again.
The dispensaries have come so far though. There's one by us called Golden State. And when you walk in, it's an experience for your soul, your mind, your body. It's not, they're not like, you want to get high? You can say that to them and they'll be like, fuck yeah, over here. But they have this chart of like, what would you like to do? Do you want to be creative? Do you want to be calm? Do you want to do this? Just exactly like what you're saying. Their whole mantra is just that. Like you walk in and that's what they have. Someone who walks up to you with a little an iPad in their hand, just wanting to know exactly all about you, what you want, and they'll recommend everything for you. They even have charts with weed next to them to show you exactly what it does, how it will make
you
feel.
It's like an RPG pot store. You go in there and you see all the different trees, or the stat trees and all that of the different things, and you're like,
and
oh.
Then meanwhile,
yes, I love it.
On one of the entire walls is their entire grow up. Just
like
glass.
They have windows.
Oh,
hell yeah. See their whole grow thing. Up. It's fucking cool.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to take a trip out there and check it out. If all goes right, you guys, I'm going to try Brandon Joe Williams shit this weekend. And hopefully you're going to see me on his page along with all those people next to a brand new
car.
With a brand new car. Yeah.
What are you trying to do? Getting a car? Or are you
special
trying
endorsement
to...
and all that?
Oh, all right.
Yep. Nice. Yep. So hopefully, and
good luck.
Yeah. And I hear it takes 10 days because of course they're going to be like, you can't do that. And then I'm going to be like, well, go ahead and file it and I'll see you in 10 days to pick up my car when they approve it. So hopefully that's what happens. If not, then I'm going to go to the used car lot and make payments on something. Either way.
Well, yeah, keep us updated. I want to hear about that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Either way.
Try to record it. Wear a body cam. Do something. I want to see this.
Oh, that would be kind of cool, huh? Maybe I will do that.
Yeah.
But either way, I'll have a four-wheel drive. So when it does snow, I'll be able to make my way over the hill. And I want to come see you guys. And I want to check that fucking weed store out because it sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a four-wheel drive car, so we'll come pick you up if needed to.
That's a really far drive. I said that last time. This is even further. So...
Oh no, I know. I know exactly where you live. We know how long it takes to get there and where you have to go.
Oh,
we know
awesome.
Exactly where to go and what to do.
Hells yeah. Well, anyways, we'll talk about that shit offline. But, so what the fuck do you guys have upcoming? Like, I mean, that is if we get past election season and we don't get nuked or fucking aliens come and
God, who knows?
I don't know. So I'm just waiting to get past, remember the 5th of November. I want to see. Since that's a thing that's out there, I doubt anything's going to happen. As soon as that comes up into the consciousness of people, it feels like nothing actually happens that day. Like people were saying something is going to happen this October 7th because it was the 1 year anniversary of Israel getting invaded and all that. Whatever. Nothing happened. Hurricanes happened, whatever. It's always when you least expect it, shit's going to happen. So
did you mean like what guests do we have coming up if we don't get nuked?
I thought you just meant life in general.
No, I meant what does legit bat have up and coming, but I loved, that you took it that, and I was just going to let you run with it because it was interesting. So, and I'm stoned and I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'm along for the ride. Let's go.
Well, no, my general response was just going to be whatever happens.
Who knows?
Who knows? But as far as guests, yeah, we have a bunch of people coming. I don't fucking know. Oh, we do have one I'm excited to talk to named Jay Dreamers. He's been on a couple different shows. I can't remember which shows, but super interesting motherfucker that has weird ideas on stuff. And I love it. That's what I'm there for, is that kind of shit. So he should be coming on later this month, I think.
Isn't there a flat earth guy or something coming on?
Oh, fittest flat earther, Tyler Hansen, is going to come on.
Very nice. I think I share a lot of his stuff.
We got some interesting ones logged, at least. I mean, we were supposed to be on with Jaron, and things just happen. So
yeah.
We reschedule and, you know, plan.
And we'll still be doing Planet Retard. So,
yes.
So, and we're giving away, whatever. I don't even want to talk about it on your show. So, whatever.
Aw. Well,
no, tease. No, I don't mean it like that. It's like a, what's it called? Fuck. Like an ad. It's a sponsor that we have.
Oh, nice.
Magic Mind, but it's actually amazing stuff. And I'm not even trying to promote it or anything. It's just really great. They sent us a box and they're like, do you want us, can we sponsor you? And I was like, lame, whatever. And I took one and I was like, zing. It just like woke me up because I quit drinking coffee last year. So it completely woke me up and it made me love my job, which was like completely weird because I normally went into work every
day.
This
episode is not brought to you by Magic Mind.
So it was just nice. But yeah, so we're giving away Magic Mind too on our show, like on the Planet Retard episodes. We're like, write in and tell us about how you hate your job so that we can give away Magic Mind too.
I think we already announced the winner too.
So. Oh, hell yeah.
Well, I'll still give some away though to people. I just want to hear their terrible job stories. I just want to hear
everybody's
them.
Got a terrible
so
job.
Bad.
Well, that's fucking awesome. And I'll go ahead and post the link to that. What is it called? Magic what?
It's called Magic Mind.
Magic Mind. So
it's honestly awesome shit. It's not like, I hate it. We don't get anything from them. We don't get any money from them. They just send us like a few bottles a month and we're like giving them away to people.
Nice.
It's literally like nothing that we get from them. It's just awesome shit that everyone should try.
Well, that's cool as fuck. So go ahead and scroll down, try Magic Mind. And was it promo code LegitBat?
I think this month it's LegitBatPod40. I'd have to look at it. I don't know.
So it's super expensive too. It's so expensive. That's why I was like,
that's why I was stoked they gave it to me.
I know. Since this isn't maybe going on our feed and we're not going to send it to them. It's insane. The cost is insane. And you could probably make it at home on your own. I'm just the worst. I'm the worst sponsor. That's why they talk to Joe and not me. And that's why
look at the ingredients.
I give away my portion to people every month. So just tell me how you hate your job. And if it's funny as fuck, I'll just give you some because you should try it. And if you have the budget to afford it, like we don't, please buy it because it's great.
That is awesome. Well, you guys heard it here. Go over to LegitBat and submit whatever it is that you fucking hate about your job. And if Jen loves it enough, then you get a free bottle. And while you're at it, tell them that you came from White Rabbit so that they know that they heard it over here. And I just for fucking fun, you know, why not?
Do it.
So
that, oh, yeah, that legit. Oh, tell the listeners too. Okay, you were talking to me. Sorry, I got stoned too.
Yeah, hell yeah,
not
brother. I thought the day would never come.
Never come. I do it all the time. I just don't talk about it.
Do you really? Because when I went down there, I tried to get you to smoke with me and you did not.
No, that's because we were already drinking. Yeah. If I'm already drinking, I'm not.
We usually smoke during the week. We don't normally. If we're drinking on a Saturday and we're just like barbecuing and having a few drinks, we're not going to then like smoke weed after that. That's a terrible idea.
I got to start by smoking and then have like a couple beers and that's fine.
We're old adults.
If I drink six beers and then smoke weed, it's not going to be fun for anybody.
I can't even drink two beers because 5 weeks ago was the last time I drank and I had Brandon Thomas on my show. And at the very beginning of it, I was sober as day. I just got home from work and I had two tall cans, although they were fucking like hardcore fucking IPAs.
Oh, like IPAs.
Oh, yeah. But by the end of the show, I fucking couldn't keep my shit together. And then I walked downstairs and was full retard mode to the point where my roommate is like, whoa, dude, are you like fucked up or what? And I was like, oh, shit. And
kind of.
Yeah, no, that was the end of it. I was like, yep, oh, dude, I'm done. Dude, this is fucking stupid.
Did you end the show with Brandon at least?
Oh, yeah, like, no,
was it an okay ending?
Yeah, it was an okay ending. I could just tell myself, you know, and it pissed me off that I could tell. And then I apologized to him the next day. Either he couldn't tell or he was just being really nice. So
he is really
it could
nice.
Be both.
Yeah, it's probably both. Because you know how Brandon is. I don't think he could hurt somebody even if he wanted to.
Tries to punch you and he just ends up kissing you.
I think him wanting to hurt someone would hurt him more. And then he would just be like, damn it, this hurts me.
Yes.
I need to stop this.
Oh man. Not making fun of you, Brandon. I love you, bro.
No, I'm not making fun of him at all. I love Brandon. Like, I feel like he really legit could not hurt someone because it would hurt him more. No.
Everybody loves truly Brandon. Shout out Expanding Reality.
Boner.
He's hooked us up with so many awesome people that we've met through him. He's an amazing connection maker. I called him the Oracle. I said, if there's an NPC, if there's like a good NPC and you have to be one, you'd be like that person who's just here on this earth to just like make connections for people. It was like a weird conversation that we were talking about. The context is...
And that is crazy. And that you call them the Oracle. And it just reminded me of somebody breaking down the Matrix. You know how many times people have broke down the Matrix in so many different ways? But this one is crazy as fuck to me because it was talking about the Oracle and how Neo wouldn't be able to see his future until he ate the cookie from the Oracle. And they're like, Oracle, you know, like the company that makes blah, blah, blah. Well, what happens when you go on a website and a lot of places won't let you see what it is you're trying to see unless you click on these stupid fucking cookies.
Except cookies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
I've seen a lot of that about the whole cookie thing in the Matrix too, and there's different ideas on it, but that one's crazy to accept cookies and then they let you see what you want to see.
Yeah. So, and you know what? That movie came out in the fucking early to late 90s. So it's not like the internet was having cookies like that back then. I remember.
No, it was 99.
Especially not
there was
in the
like
mainstream.
Barely computers. Come
yeah.
On.
Okay. So 99, I remember exactly what the internet was like in 99. It was, you would click on a booby picture and then you would go outside and you would skateboard for a while. And then you would come back in. Half the picture was loaded. You would go out back on the ramp for a while. Come back in, and then you could see a nipple, and you were like, whoa! And then you go back outside. That's how the
it's so clear! Yep. It was like 640 by 480, and it took 3 hours to load it.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no cookies. And if you wanted to see the cookie, it was waiting for like an hour.
Dude, that's so funny, too, because like, it must be the Matrix, because one of the things where I have to hit accept cookies is on my power bill. So I have to hit accept cookies to pay my fucking power bill.
What?
That's the Matrix.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because it's not even see what you want to see. It's in order to fucking live your stupid life.
No, it's the thing I don't want to see. And they're like, you know what? Accept cookies first. I'm like, nom, nom, nom. Okay, fine.
But yeah, that shit is a metaphor for today. And like I said, we didn't have cookies back then. However, this huge mansion that I live in, the guy that owns it, claims that he worked for the Department of Defense and he got there through the Navy and whatever it is that he did. Very, very old man in his 70s. But speaking of 70s, that's the years that he created Wi-Fi with his team.
Apparently.
What? Yeah, yeah. This guy claims that he created Wi-Fi in the 70s and they were using them in submarines.
Whoa.
See, that makes sense. The military is like 20, 30 years ahead of our technology.
Yeah, so that would make 30, 40. That would make sense if the Department of Defense and the CIA, well, if the CIA is involved in Hollywood as much as we know that they are, especially listening to Cosmic Pete, shout out Julia, and her Laurel Canyon shit that she does. Fucking the CIA is all over this shit, so they would know about Wi-Fi. They would know about these cookies that they're going to have in their future internet, and they would be able to put that metaphor in this movie. predictive programming people without even knowing it. Anyways,
assholes, they're everywhere,
right? So between these fires, hurricanes, mudslides, oh my, we also have P. Diddy. What in the fuck, you guys? I know this is a distraction. I know it is. But like I said with Maverick Approach, who I just had on, like, why in the fuck are they sacrificing one of their own when he's just like Epstein and had these digital fucking recordings of these
maybe parties? His contract was up. I mean, if we're going with the whole sign a deal with the devil thing, maybe his number just was up and they're like, you've had everything for quite some time now. Billions, drugs, everything you could want. Little kids, whatever. Guess what? It's time for you to take a hit so that the rest of us can keep going. And he just has to deal with it because he made that deal back in the day, probably. Right. I don't know. That's just a thought.
Well, yeah, I would say that the bigger the fame, the bigger the humiliation ritual is going to be.
What the fuck is up, you sexy conspiracy junkies? Did you know that you get a discount on Organite? Well, you fucking do now. So do yourself a favor and head on over to organ-ite.com and get 15% off of that shit that the government has been trying to keep from you. Once again, that's Oregon, like the state-ite.com, and enter promo code RABBIT at checkout to get that discount. What are you waiting for? Did you know people have been killed trying to get this technology out to the public? Yeah. So quit being a bitch and head on over to Oregon-ite.com and get your energy up. And since I have your attention, how about giving White Rabbit a 5-star to keep this show in the algorithms so that Catalyst is able to keep bringing you these absolute bangers? All right, now let's get back to the fucking show.
You know me, being big on clones and shit. Have you guys seen the P. Diddy with the fucking inflated head?
Oh, and the tiny little beady eyes?
Yeah, what the fuck is that shit? That's like,
it's not the same guy.
No.
I don't know what the fuck that is. It's not the same guy.
No, that's P. Diddy's little brother with Down syndrome or some shit. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's P. Diddum.
But I'll be curious if that's the P. Diddy that we see in court, because you know that he's drinking Mai Tais, or no, that he's drinking Ciroc, that's right, with fucking Epstein somewhere. You know he's in the same fucking.
You guys are talking about.
You'll have to look it up afterwards, but no, it's like P. Down syndrome, not P. Diddy. Like, Jesus.
That's what up, retarded faggots?
Yeah, I don't know. That was the first time he was arrested. I think the picture you're talking about, and then I haven't really seen that. I saw somebody like make a meme out of it the other day, but I haven't really seen that picture around that much. But if you just look at it and then look at a picture of Diddy, and there's millions of them on Google image search. It's not the same dude. I don't know how anybody could think that was the same dude.
Right.
I don't even know how to search for this. Like, how would I?
P. Diddy mugshot. Because I think it was a mugshot, right?
Oh, okay.
Was it his mugshot? I don't know. I'm curious to see who's going to be in court. You guys know he's in the same jail as Epstein, right?
I did hear that. And I also heard that this was an unconfirmed rumor that his cellmate was Sam Bankman Fried, but that sounded like more crazy talk to me, but who knows? It could be true. That'd be one for the cartoon world. So
I don't think he would have a cellmate, because when you're put in protective custody, usually you're in your own cell with a camera in it.
No, yeah, I don't think that was true at all. I just heard somebody doing an episode on it, or at least mentioning it, and I'm like, what? There's no... Sam Bankman-Fried is getting railed by some 600-pound black dude right now.
See, fake news. Disinformation.
Yes. Did you see it? It didn't look anything like him, huh?
Survey says...
Look at his head. Look at his eyes.
They're too close together.
I'd have to see too. I haven't seen enough pictures of P. Diddy to analyze this picture.
That's the other thing too, is P. Diddy to me is a nobody. I'm as indifferent to him as I am Russell Brand. I'm like, I couldn't name a single song. I don't care about his type of music.
What?
Are you playing the, I can barely hear it. Are you playing the Jeopardy theme song? Oh, now I can hear it.
I was, because I said survey says, and I was going to wait for her answer. And then,
oh, well, Joe is talking, so yeah, I
faded it out. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. Look.
See, I just totally fucked you guys up. You don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
No, I know. I would need to see more pictures of P. Diddy's face straight head on and then compare it to that one before I say that's a fake picture and that's definitely not him. I haven't looked at him enough.
Fair enough.
So sorry. I'm not trying to be anti-conspiratorial, but
and he usually does have sunglasses on, to be fair. But yeah. No, the head shape and the eyes are just...
He was kind of on the run for a while, like flying all over the place, trying to dodge cops and not turn himself in. And who knows what he was eating or not eating or drugs he was doing or not doing. I don't know.
All of a sudden he became the brain.
I was going to say, are there drugs that inflate your head like that? Was he taking the Limitless drug?
I don't know. For real, I'm just kidding. But I have no idea.
Maybe he just took too much MDMA and his brain was swelling.
It was too much of that baby oil. He was getting his head massaged with it.
They're like, Diddy, you're not supposed to drink it. It's going to fuck your head up.
So do you guys think that was... what they're saying that it was a date rape drug or GHB or something in the baby oil and that...
Who knows? Liquid cocaine? Like, who fucking knows?
Can that get absorbed into your skin?
Yeah, everything can absorb through your skin, through your pores. Like, even
but does
when
it have the same effect? Like, if you put cocaine in there, would you be all hyped up if you had some baby oil rubbed on you that had coke in it?
It'd probably be a little less intense.
Yeah, it would be way less intense. So, but like, you know, Jimi Hendrix used to take acid by strapping it to his headband and letting it absorb through his pores.
That's a different type of high, I imagine.
Yeah, but that's how you take acid anyway. Like you take it on your tongue internally. And you absorb it into your body. Yeah, but you're still put. It's still internal.
Yeah, but
in
not
a way.
Through your skin. You're swallowing it.
Right.
Yeah,
but you're
I get it. But
you're
but
absorbing
I can see
it. So
where
yes,
acid would get into your bloodstream, get into your body that way. But something that you'd, I don't know.
I would think if he was doing some kind of date rape shit, it would be like scopolamine or something. You know where. Yeah.
That shit's
people
wild.
People just lose all memory, or I'm sure there's all kinds of other shit.
You turn into a slave, like a robot slave.
All right. I'm saying is that 1,000 bottles of baby oil, I don't care who you are, that's weird.
It is weird, but I believe that they were party gifts as well, like for people to take. And he was telling people about these, this baby oil or something. It just seems like a lot to me. You know, to get somebody to put baby oil on in the first place, it just seems like Bill Cosby had a way easier method.
Just hit him over the head with a club and give him your pudding pop. What the fuck?
You're so nasty.
But yeah, just slip something
in
there
over the head. Yeah.
Well, no, you
gave him a little thing.
Slipped it into their drink, and they wouldn't know any better. It's easier to hand somebody a drink, even if they don't drink. You can give them a water or something. But to get somebody to rub lotion on them, I guess if you're P. Diddy, I get what I want. I'm Diddy. You guys see that fucking video when he like locked in?
Yeah, maybe he held a Glock to their head, and we're like, put the fucking baby oil on.
It rubs
like,
the lotion on its skin.
Oh man, weird.
You could have done that.
Oh, thank you, Jen, for the meme idea. Fuck yes. I have to write that down.
The baby oil on the skin.
Or else it gets the what again, guys? Think of something good.
The BBC again. Although it's getting it anyway, right?
Oh, British
what is that?
Broadcasting?
Oh, you guys are married. You have to pretend like you don't know what that is. It's Big Black Cock.
Oh, okay. When I hear BBC, I hear mainstream news. I'm like, ew, that is terrible.
That's what I thought too.
I'll
wow,
put the baby
we're
oil
just
on.
Fucking nerds. Sorry.
No, it's all good. It's just you aren't like Sam Tripley and I, and have a fucking ungodly porn fetish. So.
Oh right.
But who would be down in the well though? Bieber. There you go. Okay, so Bieber would be down in the well. Diddy at the top. Does Bieber have a dog, or is it just his hair?
Ooh, well, no, the dog only, oh wait, does, the dog was,
the dog was
his
oh,
dog.
The dog up?
The dog's with,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that's how she got out, is she lured the dog over and pulled it in. Yeah.
Brushes.
Yeah.
And brushes.
Yeah.
Oh, what a creepy movie.
Yeah, and it seems to be probably what's actually happening somewhere.
Oh, man, for sure. Well, it was based on a true story. Like, it was based off of a real character. All of them were. Buffalo Bill and Hannibal are based off of real people.
And I'm having an old friend for dinner.
That is so crazy. You know, like, the fucking, just the chills that I got even from hearing you say that. I don't know.
He says it all the time, too.
Oh, well, you like just have it down.
Time.
All right.
I don't say it all the time.
He'll be like making ground beef and he's like, I'm having an old friend for dinner. And then I just have to check the back of my head. I'm like, all right, I'm cool. It's not me.
Shit. She's missing half of the skull. I'm like, boink, boink.
A scary movie's rendition of that was way better with fucking Shorty's like, say hello, Shorty.
Hello. Hello, Agent Starling.
How come I can't see? Oh, we're at 117. Oh, good. Because I'm getting tired. Sorry, guys.
No, you're
that's okay.
That's okay.
I got to get up tomorrow anyway. I have work tomorrow, you fucker. Yeah, we got to get up
too. So if you guys wanted to plug anything, I wanted to tell you guys, like, fuck it. I'll say it on the show. I got invited to, be like a speaker or something at, Flat Earth Convention 2025 in Texas. It's
like, ooh, shit. That's awesome.
Is that Flattoberfest or, is that a different one?
No, they haven't really started putting it together yet because he's still promoting Old World Order, but Sean Hibbler and Stu Peters and Flat Earth Millionaire are putting it together, but they're not getting started on it until the springtime. Nice. But I just know that it's going to be like springtime is the go or whatever, and in Texas. And they asked me to be a part of it.
Where it is in Texas. We could maybe try to go.
Yeah.
Texas isn't too far.
And it's pretty far. And
okay, it's not as far. My family lives in Boston. So like that's far. Everywhere in between, I'm like, that's not so bad. I could drive there.
Boston's not only far though, it's far in the wrong direction. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But you know, Hibbler's friends with Eddie Bravo, and Eddie Bravo is not going to pass the chance to be a part of some flat earth thing like that. I'm sure he'll be there, especially if it's going to be in Texas, or if they have it in Austin, of course, he's going to be like, oh, I get to see Rogan and fucking do comedy or speak at a fucking flat earth thing. Fuck yeah. I bet he'll be there.
That'd be awesome.
Hells yeah. You guys should
come. Hells yeah.
You should come. I'm trying to talk Leonardo to go, and even if she doesn't like do some comedy, just go. It'll be fun as fuck. I want to meet her in person. Leonardo Joni, she is the most canceled comedian like in the past like 2 weeks. What? They're calling her the most canceled comedian. She's a racist as fuck. So she's
nice.
Antifa is protesting outside of her show tonight.
When you know you've made it.
I was going to say all four members showed up in front of her venue.
Scary.
Yeah, she posted on her story. She's all, Antifa showed up for me. She's all, they must be on strike as well. There was only four of them.
They should have Alex Stein down there to go talk to a man on the street style.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that guy's crazy.
He's right there.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's out of his goddamn mind. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't been stabbed yet. I hope it doesn't happen, but it's just,
I know,
you know, cause some of these people are crazy as fuck. They like, they'll run you over. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. They'll deal with the consequences later.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for jumping on and joining White Rabbit. Are you guys going to be putting this out on your end as well?
I believe so.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
I love that our camera's all caught up at the end here.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe halfway through, but yeah, everything's good.
Oh, it was perfect. Yeah, well, it was perfect on my end the whole time. So thank God for that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but we'll put all your stuff in the show notes and whatever. And everybody knows where they can find you at this point. You've been on our show enough times, I think.
Hells yeah. So, if you're listening to this on my end, I'm going to end this the same way that I always do. Keep digging down those rabbit holes.
This Jonesy is on the run, down the hole where the lies to God. Conspiracies twist the light to dark, chasing shadows till he hits the mark. Chatter.
Earth tells, they whisper loud. MK Ultra hidden in the crowd. Secret codes in the Hollywood dream. Nothing's ever really right. Flat Earth tales, they whisper loud. MK Ultra hidden in the crowd. Secret codes in the Hollywood dream. Nothing's ever really right. Oh, the rabbit, hear that beat. Heavy bass pounding in the street. Truths unravel, secrets told. Catalyst Jones won't be controlled. Eyes wide open, nothing to see. Whispers in the night, haunting me. Turn the page, uncover the lore. Catalyst Jones won't be controlled. Society's easy to gather round. Mysteries buried deep in the ground. Catalyst Jones breaking every chain. Running through the storm and the rain. Oh, no rabbit, hear that beat. Heavy bass pounding in the street. Unravel secrets told. Catalyst Jones won't be controlled. Won't be controlled. Won't be controlled. I don't know the rabbit, hear that beat. Heavy bass pounding in the street. Truths unravel, secrets told. Catalyst Jones won't be controlled. Eyes wide open, nothing to see. Whispers in the night haunting me. Whispers in the night haunting me. Haunting me. Oh, oh, rabbit, hear that beat. Hear that beat. Heavy bass pounding in the street. In the street. Truths unravel, secrets told. Catalyst Jones won't be controlled. Eyes wide open, nothing to see. Whispers in the night haunting me. Whispers in the night haunting me. Turn the page, uncover the lore. Catalyst Jones won't be controlled. Catalyst Jones won't be controlled. Eyes wide open, nothing to see. Whispers in the night haunting me. Turn the page, uncover the lore. Catalyst Jones always wants more.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.